Romans chapter 1, verse 8, Paul writes, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. So Paul begins this letter with thanksgiving. Not thankful for a building, not for a budget, but for people. Specifically, people whose faith is visible. So Paul isn't impressed by flash or charisma. He's moved by a people living out the gospel in a pagan place. Roman wasn't exactly Sunday school friendly, and yet their faith was being talked about everywhere. Visible faith encourages gospel workers. You never know who's watching. You never know whose faith you're fueling simply by being faithful. And notice, Paul's thanksgiving flows into prayer. Encouragement and prayer are gospel ministry 101. Paul models what every church ought to do. Thank God for one another, and then keep praying. Here's a way that you can pray today. Father, thank you for believers who live out their faith faithfully, and help me be one of them. Here are two people that you can pray for. Charles and Mona Costa, our Middle East coordinators, and then also pray for the Samba Lifeward broadcast for the people of Tanzania. And here's one last thought. Faith that's seen will always lead to praise that's sent.